verse 28. Recently, our grandkids from New York were able to visit. And Parker is our grandson that lives in the neighborhood. So Parker was giving his cousins a tour of our house. And he got them to the place where we keep all the toys for the kids to play with. And he said to his cousins, "This is my hangout in Meemawville." I turned and repeated that phrase to the adults in the room. And almost in unison, they said, "That is not what he said. He said, 'This is the hang glider me and Meemaw built.'" I thought my version was much cuter. How about you? Now, see, they think I'm losing my hearing. I think I'm getting improved hearing. Like it or not, we all need corrected from time to time. And one of the beliefs that you need to have corrected in your heart and in your mind is that somehow you're in danger of being defeated by the enemy. When you get that in your mind or in your heart, "I'm losing this battle, I'm not going to make it, I can't do this," that causes discouragement. But the Word of God says something different. Paul says, "We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. No weapon formed against us can stand, and no circumstance can separate us from God." No worries. You got this. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Father, we ask you for your help this morning. Our flesh would rise up and refute every word of this verse. But your Spirit is here to give us strength and peace and courage. Help us to let the sun shine in. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. This is, of course, one of the most frequently quoted verses of the Bible. We lean on it, we depend on it. It gives us courage during fearful times and faith during dark days. But the Lord brought this verse to my attention one morning when I was in prayer, and he expanded its meaning to me beyond anything that I had previously thought. I usually had taken these "all things" to mean all the things that pertain to me, all the things that I'm going through. He takes the good stuff that I like and the bad stuff that I can't stand, and he mixes them all together, and by the time he's done with it, it's produced good in my life. My kids grew up and moved out. Oh, sad empty nest. They got married and had grandbabies. Oh, happy Grandpa and Meemaw. It was happy in Meemawville. But on that particular morning when I was in prayer, the Lord gave me a wider perspective. This verse isn't just how it all affects me. He said, "Good of those who love him." The worldwide family of God. Things that are happening to you have an effect on other people who love God, and even some people that we're never going to meet. Things that our ancestors in the faith went through have brought the faith to us and have helped to sculpt the times in which we live. Those who love him, who are called according to his purpose, we're all connected. And at the same time, he expanded that "all things." I hear him calling now. The vast reaches of the universe and all of the history of creation. So God is working for the good of the family of God in all things, for all eternity. Some of us, I can't explain it myself, but some of us suffer more than others. And some of us have an overabundance of blessings. Can't explain that end either, but no worries. God is in control. He knows what he's doing. And there is this mystery that those of us who have more in this life are not going to have as much as those who don't have as much as we do in this life in the next life. Did that make sense? You follow that? But no worries even there. There will be no lack in the world to come. He's got it all covered. We're going to find out that every butterfly, tadpole, and autumn breeze fits into the plan of God. Every bruised knee, bout with cancer, check that came unexpectedly, timely rescue, miscarriage, and adoption. It's all going to make sense on the day of reckoning. Have you ever asked why? There's an answer. And it's coming. Why you bumped your head getting out of the car when you already had a headache last September 14th, and you've already forgotten about that. It's going to make sense on that day. All things God works together for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. All things. The rings around Saturn, what do they have to do with anything? I'm not sure. I can't fill in that blank, but they have something to do with you, me, Peter, Paul, Martin Luther, Billy Graham, and Mother Teresa. All things work together for good. And none of that takes away from the fact that God is intimately involved in your life. He cares about every aspect of it. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows all these things of your life. All the circumstances you experience are working together for your good as you follow him, but they're also working for a greater good as you follow him. Let's tie this into the previous verse. Verse 27 reads, "And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God." When the Spirit prays through us, he sees both our need and the whole plan of God. I see what I need. I see what I want. I said, "God, why can't I right now?" But he's working it into the greater scheme and the greater plan. Only he can put the two together, guiding us in prayer and in life. It's kind of like having a spotter in NASCAR. We have any NASCAR fans here this morning? Okay, we got one. All right. So a spotter is a guy that is up on top of the stadium that surrounds the track, and he can see everything that's going on, and he's got his communication with his driver down in the car. If you're in the car, you can see what's in front of you. You can kind of see what's beside you. You got these blind spots, and they have rear view mirrors in NASCAR. I imagine they do. And so you've got a very limited view, but the spotter can yell down and say, well, he can speak on his walkie-talkie there and say, coming up on your left-hand side and gaining fast, you want to get over to the left as quick as you can, and so on and so forth, and give you direction. See, that's God. Now, what would happen if a NASCAR driver didn't trust his spotter? Okay, he wants me to go left. I think I'm going to go right now. And there'd be even more accidents and more. Okay, how many football fans do we have this morning? All right, yeah. Godly people, one and all. Aerial views. You might notice when you're watching a game that over on the sideline, the quarterback or maybe the middle linebacker is talking to a coach, and they've got these photos that have been taken during the game, and they're pictures of the other team, what the other team's doing. Okay, when we called this play, this was the defense they were in, and I noticed that if they take this defense, the next time we're in this lineup, there'll be a hole over here where you can complete. And it's a complete study, constant study, while they're on the sidelines of what's going on. And the father, he holds the aerial view of what's going on. And sometimes things happen to us. We might want to say constantly things happen to us we don't understand. Now, why in the world? One of the things I really love in life is when bridges are out. How about you? We get to explore new areas. I had the kids. Josh and Andrea were at their closing. So I had the kids, and I'm going to take them up to Ashcombe to ride on Tim's wagon. And we're going up, and I said, oh, yeah, I forgot about this bridge. That said detour. Okay, we'll take the detour. Don't take that detour. It will not take you where you want to go. You will go out and around, and when you're in New York somewhere, it says end of detour. I have no idea where I'm at. There are no more signs, and we're at the end. So between Parker and I, we figured out it was the Joker, and we called Batman that the Joker was on the loose, putting orange signs with black arrows telling people where. So I didn't know what to do. So I took a left and I took another left. We ended up at the first sign all over again. We'd gone in a big circle. Yeah. So, but, you know, fortunately we got to Ashcombe. Apparently Tim only does it on the weekends and Friday doesn't qualify, but, you know, it was a great day. And God has an aerial view of it all. And for some reason, he wanted me to drive in a big circle with two kids in the back of the car, expecting a horseback ride that never came. But it all works together for good to them that love God and are called according to his. Did I tell you my mother-in-law moved in with us this week, too? All things work together for... Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. There we go. And now we know who this message is for today. All right. So anyway, football fan, aerial view, everything you endure, every ounce of effort expended on behalf of the kingdom, every sacrifice and loss, nothing is wasted. Hallelujah. All things, every circumstance, the sun, moon, and stars, past history and coming events work together for the good of those who love him. Tomorrow morning when you step outside and you look at that skyscape, this morning I was out walking the dog, I saw Orion on the right and the Big Dipper just ahead, cloudless sky. When God said, let there be light, he had in mind your tomorrow morning. He said, if we just align things just like this is what the sky will look like when he's on his way to work, when she's on her way to work tomorrow morning. Well, we may or may not drink it in, but God is God. All things work together for the good of those who love him. Your good, yes, but not just your good, for the kingdom's sake, for all your brothers and sisters throughout time. When we don't know how to pray, that spirit will groan out a perfect prayer through us. Now, the two verses that follow ours, verse 29 and 30. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. So what's the purpose of all this stuff? What is this good that we're looking for? Is it my comfort? Because sometimes I'm not all that comfortable. What is the good? God charted a course by which you and I would be conformed to the image of his son, to be more like Jesus. That's what it's all about. You bump your head. You go around in circles. The day seems a lot longer. Oh, God is God has got his fingers. You are on the wheel. You are the clay, and he is the potter, and he is forming you just the way he wants you to be. Somebody's praying for you. Thanks a lot. And God is helping you with your patience, and God is helping you with your strength, and God is helping you with your endurance. More and more. We sing it that way. Make me more like Jesus. Got it. And God's answering our prayers. And we can be confident he knows what he's doing. We are becoming more like Jesus. Those he predestined, he also called. It's not a mistake. It's not by chance you're in church this morning. He called your name. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, remember, justified just as if I'd never sinned. He also glorified. He also finished the work. All we have to do is live through the drama, faith intact, trusting in God. God sees the completed picture. When he looks down at us, he sees us as called, as predestined, called, justified. He sees you. You already won. You are a winner. God, you are a champion. More than a conqueror. God sees more than a champion. I don't see it, but God sees it. More than a champion. And when he sees all of it, God is just, yes, a completed work. And all you and I have to do is live through the drama, faith intact, trusting in God. You are on course to finish victoriously. Verse 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. So he predestined, called, justified, and glorified us. He is for us. He is not against us. God isn't looking to disqualify you. He's not saying, aha, you. No, he's looking to improve us all the time. He's bringing us to himself. All he had to do to be rid of us was nothing. He could have been done with us at any time. But instead, he went to the cross for us. He said, I'll show you how much I want you, how much I am for you. He went to the cross and has done everything else that works for our good. Have you ever stopped and caught some people, you do that ancestry chart. And, you know, you wonder where you came from and you see if there's anybody brilliant in your past and so on. But if you ever stop to think, it is a miracle of a miracle of a miracle that you are here, that you ever made it here. When you think about the wars and the famines and the diseases and how many, the Black Plague through Europe and all this stuff that went on, and your family survived. Probably somewhere in line somewhere, one of your great grandpas was in a battle and he survived it. And God saw that you had an opportunity to breathe the breath of life. Your parents just happened to be getting along on a particular day, and therefore you were conceived. And here you are. A miracle of a miracle of a miracle. And if God is for us, who can be against us? If God is on your side, if he sees you already winning, he sees you as glorified, who's going to touch his glorified one? Who's going to be able to stop that process? Don't feel deflated, but inflated, pumped up, supported, victorious. And Paul said, if he went to the cross for us, what in the world wouldn't he do for you? Every other good thing he will do on your behalf. Everything we need is ours. Everything we need to complete our mission, bring glory to Jesus, then burst into heaven as champions. I no longer get pirate or penguin games because we cut our cable bill. But I do get recaps on my phone. And the nice thing about recaps is you can watch them if you want to. I haven't wanted to watch a lot of pirate recaps lately, but I found out the ones I enjoy are the ones where we win. We win, I watch the recap. We don't win, I don't bother with that one. You know, very good. And I found out I like when we win. That's a whole lot more fun. Well, God has already pronounced us glorified. You win. What today and tomorrow is all about, should the Lord tarry, is that we're watching highlights of a winning season. I like to go back Super Bowl years of the Pittsburgh Steelers, like all of you do. And, you know, you watch that, and then you forgot about, oh, yeah, so-and-so broke his arm. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, we lost that game miserably, but it's just all bump part of the process. And it's building up, you know, and then, boom, we win. That's your life. That's your life. 4 years ago, you might have been laying in a hospital room and you just got 4 bypasses. At the moment, at the time, you felt like, God, just take me. I don't want this pain. I can't endure this anymore. But 4 years later, you're still giving your wife fits. Hallelujah. So there is purpose. There is meaning in life. And that's what God is doing in your life right now. These are the highlights of a winning season. And it's those lowlights that give perspective to the good stuff. If in God's eyes it's done, it's done. You win. Who can bring any objection to what he's decided? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can bring any charge against us once he has acquitted us? There is no higher authority. He is the Supreme Court. He has no rival. He has no equal. His is the name above all names. The Spirit is praying through us. All things are working for our good. God is for us. He sees us as a complete victory. Jesus is interceding for us. What else could Paul possibly say that would be more encouraging to help us pick ourselves up and say, okay, let's do this thing. Let's finish this race. Let's complete this work that God has given us to do. We win. I am predestined to be like Jesus. I am called, justified, and glorified. Since God is for me, who dares come against me? In all things, I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, my Savior and champion. Just watch me shine. All for Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords. Would you stand with me this morning?